Pushkin was the most Russian of all Russians in his ability to express the spirit of any nation he chose. He was the universal man, and as such, the most Russian. His voice, Dostoevsky said, had the unique power to reconcile all of Europeans' conflicts once and for all, to show the way out of European ennui in our universally human and unifying Russian soul. Dostoevsky later wrote to his wife that people were absolutely torn apart about this speech. The crowd was in hysterics. People were weeping and hugging one another and promising to be better people forever. In Soviet times, and now in post-Soviet times as well, Pushkin's repeatedly been described as symbolizing everything that's great in Russia, everything that Russia is. And for good measure, of course, his name has been fixed into physical spaces all over the country. His name is attached to cities. There's a city called Pushkin. To libraries, everywhere there are Pushkin libraries. Schools are named after him. Streets are named after him. Squares, even steamships are named Pushkin. But what does Pushkin symbolize to all of these people? Obviously, I would suggest, he is a complex symbol, like Russian culture itself. On the one hand, he seems to be a symbol of true Russianness. And as such, he's often claimed by nationalists, characteristic of the very Russianness of being unique and different from the rest of the world. This was most visible, it was said, in his language, which could never be translated. You had to read Russian fluently to really see what was great about Pushkin. He was something unique. But also one sees in Pushkin, and the way people talked about Pushkin, as the entwining of Russian culture with other cultures, especially European culture. It's cosmopolitan character, in other words, the way in which Pushkin embraced world literature. Russianness and cosmopolitanism were both entwined in the meaning of Pushkin to so many people. Pushkin was also a symbol of true love of country, loyalty to the state. He was certainly claimed this way by the Russian state and the Soviet state later, but it's clear in his poems. He deeply loves the landscapes of Russia, the heroes of Russian history, the unusual people, even its gypsies, everything about the country he expresses great love for. But he also is a symbol of rebellion against Russia, even of a desire to leave the country. And indeed, many dissidents have noted just this part about him that they most love. He understood what was wrong with Russia. We see him also as a poet who was admired because of his seriousness, his earnestness, but also his playfulness. And of course, ultimately, people often saw in Pushkin what they wanted to see. And I think that's in this ambivalence, this contradictoriness about the story of Pushkin as so many saw him, that one sees Russia most clearly, the shape of its history, of its life in so many ways. Of course, Pushkin was not alone in defining what Russia meant. Next time, we'll look at other individuals who also expressed different definitions of what Russianness meant, who made different efforts to try to answer that key question of what the Russian nation was, what its future should be.